Aircheckdownloads.com.
9:12, good morning. We finally reached Friday. All is good, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Getting into the weekend. Looking all right. It's all 22 degrees. Pretty dry today and tomorrow. A little bit of drizzle maybe on Sunday, but we'll enjoy it whilst it lasts.
Trending top three.
Enjoy the drizzle. What's happened to us?
Oh, no. Tell me about it. Listen, trending this morning.
Number one.
Britney is trending because it's been announced. You know, she's in this conservatorship and there's been documentaries and lots of people talking about this over the past couple of years. Mm. Her dad has stepped down from that role, which Britney has been campaigning for. So a lot of people talking about that this morning.
Yeah, a lot of people glad about that seemingly progress, but we'll see what happens there.
Number two.
Also KFC trending for less good reasons.
Do you remember last year when they ran out of chicken? Well, it looks like it might be happening again.
I've had to go to Burger King.
That woman was furious last time it happened.
Oh, gosh, they've said they've got supplier issues at the moment, so there might be not your favourite thing available. The packaging might be a bit different for now.
Yeah, a lot of places suffering similar things at the moment in that is a lot of issues that have all sort of stacked up at once, meaning there's a few delay issues and stuff. But they said, you know, they'll still have some things, it'll be okay, just might not be the thing you wanted.
Number three.
And what else is going on?
It's International Left-Handed Day. So if, like Alex, you struggle through life left-handed, this day's for you.
I dream of being able to cut in a straight line.
It's never going to happen, I'm afraid. I've never seen you be able to cut anything in a straight line before.
Even, I remember this once, we went to, there was a left-handed fair that came to town when I was a kid, and we went along.
Wow.
Yeah, and it was full of, like, left-handed gadgets that are made.
That's pretty cool.
Couldn't use any of them, though, because I'd sort of learnt to do everything right-handed, because you make do. If you're lefty, you get by. I tried to use left-handed scissors. I was even worse with those than I was with right-handed ones.
So it's literally the worst of all situations. Can't really do it with the right, and you can't do it with the left either, so you're stuck in that middle ground.
I just get someone else to do my cutting.
Imagine, Alex Duffy, what a diva. Could you cut that for me, please?
This is Mabel. Nails shine like Christmas.
This is Viking FM. I came to dance. Like it's
time for my What a throwback. Tayo Cruz and Dynamite on Viking FM.
I've played it because I've rediscovered his rock star album recently and reminded myself how actually really good it was.
What proper night out tunes, isn't it? That, like, soundtracked an era for me going out.
Oh, absolutely. Well worth rediscovering. 9:19. Talking of that, by the way, all weekend, songs like that that we've not heard in ages, it is a noughties throwback weekend. So it is songs exactly like that Tayo Cruz one we've just heard.
I absolutely love it when we do these throwback weekends. Just so many memories and, like, the noughties, absolute peak. Yes, please.
So be listening all weekend. We'll get those on for you. Talking of the weekend, we'll play the weekend on the way. We were asking when you missed a train or a plane or a flight and it caused epic drama. There was a guy at the Olympics, nearly missed his bus to go and do his event. Ended up winning the gold medal, but very nearly didn't.
That could have altered literally the course of his life, missing that bus.
Someone's given us a phone call this morning. Now, this was a flight, was it? What happened?
We got married, myself and my partner. Went on honeymoon. We saved up for, you know, a good year. Going to America. Really organised person as I am. Everything was in place.
Mm-hmm.
Went through, got to the passport control, and my husband just looked at me and his face dropped because he saw my youngest girl's passport while she was still a baby, and she was 6 years old. The passport was only 5 years expiry. So we had to leave my husband and my eldest daughter to board the plane, I was absolutely heartbroken about. And there's me and my youngest trying to arrange another flight, which I had to ring my father. He then took me to Liverpool. We had to get another passport for her. We had to stay overnight in the hotel. We ended up having to book another flight the next day, travel to America.
In terms of missing a flight, My word, what a story.
Yeah, we got them in the end, but yeah, it was an absolute disaster.
Not really what you want for the start of the honeymoon, that is it?
No, not at all. Were you dreaming of it on your wedding day? I mean, that's probably low down the list of things you'd expect or want.
Oh my gosh. What, the day after your wedding, you have to make an emergency trip to Liverpool to get a passport for your child whilst your new husband flies away without you?
I'm sure they weren't hungover at all, which would have made it much easier.
Not at all. On the way, music for you. We've got a throwback from Sonique that will sound brilliant this morning next.
Alex and Ellie in the morning.
Yeah. Viking FM. Aircheckdownloads.com.